This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Over the years, Rupert Murdoch hasn't made any secret of his desire to own Dow Jones, the parent company of the Wall Street Journal. Until today, though, nobody knew how much he was prepared to pay. Murdoch's News Corporation is offering $60 a share for Dow Jones. That is a 65% premium over the stock's price yesterday. It was intended to be an offer that was too good to refuse. But, as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the family that controls Dow Jones is saying no dice.
The company that brought us Bart Simpson, the Page Six gossip column, and the Fox News Channel really, really wants to own the august Wall Street Journal and its sister news outlets. It's been a depressing few years for newspaper companies, and it's been no different at the Wall Street Journal, even as its reporters keep racking up Pulitzers. So by many measures, a $5 billion offer to buy Dow Jones would be good news. It even sent most other newspaper stocks higher today. John Linehan manages a mutual fund for T. Rowe Price, a firm which owns 15% of Dow Jones stock.
It's one of the largest shareholders in Dow Jones. Obviously, you're elated to see when others see the same value in a company that you do.
You might think that 15% would entitle T. Rowe Price to have a say in whether to approve the deal with News Corp, but it doesn't.
You know, as much as we can opine as to what we think the prudent course of action is, it really is a decision that at the end of the day will be made by the Bancroft family and by the board.
And at the end of the day, the Bancroft family did make its decision, saying it wasn't interested. The board of directors, which takes its cues from the Bancrofts, says it will weigh that carefully. According to Bloomberg News, the Bancroft stake is valued at more than $1.2 billion, and the family controls more than 60% of the company's voting stock. Why would News Corp, which is valued at $70 billion, want Dow Jones? Consider how the news of the bid surfaced this morning.
Okay, go.
You ready?
Yep.
News Corp, the giant media company controlled by Rupert Murdoch, has made an unsolicited $60 a share all-cash offer for Dow Jones, the publisher of the Wall Street Journal.
That's David Faber of CNBC, which has a strategic partnership with the Wall Street Journal. Rupert Murdoch is in the process of launching a rival to CNBC, the Fox Business Channel, which he'll add to his empire of newspapers in Australia, the UK, and his other properties, such as the New York Post and the Fox News Channel and Broadcast Network. Dow Jones owns the journal, but also owns a financial newswire, Barron's Business Publication, the MarketWire online service, and the Far Eastern Economic Review. If a sale went through, viewers could expect to see the journals and other Dow Jones reporters disappear from CNBC's programs and materialize instead on Fox Business Channel. John Linehan of T. Rowe Price says Dow Jones could pay a heavy price if its board rejects the News Corp offer, as it is now expected to do.
If the Bancrofts aren't going to sell to News Corp or someone else today, they're probably never going to sell. And at that point, it's a very different game in terms of what your investment thesis is.
He foresees the potential of shareholder lawsuits against the company and of a sharp drop in the value of its stock. David Folkenflik, NPR News.